Story to Tell is an English Bisaya storytelling podcast. So for this week, I decided to go to the more storytelling type of episode. So officially, mani siya akong first nga solo podcast. For this episode, I'll be talking about a common tale of kanang with Filipino origin. So for this episode, mag-storytell ko about Ibong Adarna. Disclaimer lang, so there are different variations and different versions of Ibong Adarna. So, muna siya. It may be different from the story that you guys know or kung unsa may nakasuot sa libro, but this was the story nga murag akong like nahibaw-an pagkabata. Charot. I mean like nahibaw-an recently. Char. So, muna siya, let's start. Okay. So, once upon a time, kay nayo usa ka murag kingdom, and the kingdom's name is Birbania. And in this kingdom, kay muna, it's the same thing. They have a king and they have a queen. So they had a king named King Fernando, and a queen named Queen Valeriana. And likewise, nasa sila yung mga children named Don Pedro, Don Diego, and Don Juan. So standard nga tulo ka buk anak. So the kingdom was very kanang prosperous and daghang kay mga like riches. So it was a fairly kanang, you know, it was a fairly sikat nga kingdom, and there were a lot of people inside that kingdom. They were very rich. And then one day, kay like the king had this murag dream. He had a dream nga murag ang iyahang third nga anak si Don Juan kay gikulata sa iyahang duha ka brothers Don Pedro and Don Diego. And after nga nakibaw ang king Fernando, kay nasad siya. He was so sad and he was so depressed that murag he caught a sickness called, I don't know, murag malady ang tawag or whatever, basta like murag nasakit siya tungod atong murag damgo nga iyahang nakuan. But he made up kanang certain, you know, mga scenarios in his head nga nag-away iyahang anak and something, and then na super duper sad siya. And the fact nga like super ganahan kasi sa katuig pinaka last nga anak kay, you know, favoritism ya kayo na sila, you know, whatever. But murag, when he found out nga like naiingato nga kind of scenario in his head, na sad siya na. And because of the sadness, kay like he couldn't do anything, wa siya mukao, ni daot siya, etc., etc., pasa nalain siya completely. Ana. And they called different doctors, like mga very, very sikat nga licensed doctors. Shout out sa mga bagora na licensed doctors. Kamo ang ipang tawag sa koan, sa king, charot. Anyway, so nanawag siya sa mga different kinds of doctors nga, uy, kanang tabangi ko, etc., etc., like, unta daw problema ni niya, and how do you fix this kind of, you know, sadness and whatever, and surprisingly, kay none of the doctors kay makakure sa murag sakit atong king ana. And then because of kanang dili makatabang ang science sa katong king, kay murag they started to seek out kanang supernatural nga advice. So what they did, kay nanawag sila og kanang ermitanyo or like albulario or whatever that is. Basta nanawag sila somebody kanang who dabbles in, you know, magic and shit. And so what they did, kay ang pagtawag kato nila nga katong albulario or ermitanyo, kay like ni ana ang katong ermitanyo nga, uy, kanang like I think dili jud ka maayo ana, so kailangan nga mangita ta sa Ibong Adarna ana. That's the name of the bird, Adarna. So mangita sila sa Ibong Adarna, and only her songs could cure the sadness that you're feeling. Mao siguro nang murag ma happy ta kung mamina tag mga kanta, no? Char. Anyway, so kana siya na. They needed to seek out the Ibong Adarna and have her or him, kasi ito mo assume sa gender sa bird, have the bird sing to the king para maayo siya. That's mo na ilang na figure out ng way to cure King Fernando. So kana they did that. So ang gibot sa king kay, well, not gibot sa king, murag ni-decide ang firstborn sa nga, uy, since ako man ang firstborn, blah, 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 na, I will find you the kanang Ibong Adarna, Mr. King Fernando ana. So mura siyang ibuhat. So the eldest son, King, Don Pedro, he went out, he prepared a lot of stuff, paichik daghang kay mga pagkaon, daghang mga sinina and everything ana ana, cuz apparently dili man di ay inga na kasayon mangita sa ibong atar nga bird, cuz you know, for someone that powerful, dapat lisod sa jucha pang taon, di ba? Anyway, so kana siya, so nagready siya and everything, and daghang siya mga blah 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 and whatever. And then pagkawa niya kay moto, by everybody anam, I'll go na ana ana. And then along the way, kinay murag old person ana yan siya nga, uy kanang hatay ko pagkaon or whatever whatever. And then si Don Pedro, he was so caught up sa yung father's sickness that he didn't even bother to help the katong old guy ana. And then he just continued to find where the kuanda, where the ibong atar na is. So he passed by a lot of kanang seas, a lot of rivers, a lot of dangerous paths, dangerous terrain, just to find this ibong adar na somewhere ana. And luckily, like after days and days of looking for the ibong adar na, he actually found kanang sana a place where it was said nga naa dito ang ibong adar na. So it was called this place called Mount Tabor nga. In that area, there was this specific tree called the Piedras Platas. Or if saib ko, I don't know, just tell me if saib ko. But there was this tree called the Piedras Platas. And in that tree, naadaw dito matulog ang koan, ang ibong adarna. So, moto siya. When he saw this tree, kay like, murag, hala ka nice, aning nga kahoy, uy. I bet diri mo koan ang ibong adarna. Because nakabantay sa tiyan nga, of all the birds that came, or like ni pass sa katong kahoy, nobody nang murag ni set foot sa katong kahoy, cuz murag wala taken na to siya. It was the murag the kahoy for the ibong atar na ana. And moto siya, he went and tried to capture the ibong atar na, but unfortunately kay giitihan siya sa ibong atar na ana. And when this happened, kay nahimo siya og bato ana. It's weird, no? Like, giitihan na kanya niyong kambato. It's like the Filipino version of kana Medusa. Yeah. Anyway. So, mana siya. That's what happened to the firstborn son. Nahimo siya og bato. Next, guy, after a month that passed, kay murag, the king was sort of worried nga. His, murag, he didn't, like, hear anything from his son. Wala siya nibalik. No news or whatever. Ana. So, moto siya, gipaadto ang second son. The second son said, yeah, ako nalay adto eh, kay, you know, wala man iabot si kuya, so ako nalay maadto. Fine. So again, he kanang gathered a lot of food, gathered his clothes, gathered a lot of kanang things that will be used to prepare for the capturing of the ibong adarna and whatever. So he did that, and then the same thing, he went outside, and then there was this old man again. Uy, can you spare me some food? And he was like, no, dili ko, because you know I have to go somewhere really far, and I cannot have like give you extra food because ako na noy makuwangan, and that's not good. So that's what he did, and then he left. And again, he passed by through a lot of rivers, a lot of mountains, and a lot of other places and whatever. And again, he stopped by Mount Tabor, and he saw the Piedras Platas tree again. And he knew nga this was the area nga asa ang ibong adar na. However, this time, ang gibuhat sa second brother, si Don Diego, he was a little bit smarter than the first brother. Kasi nga naman dyan na, joke. He, instead of kanang kuan, like, head-on yagdakpo ng ibong adar na, what he did was, he tried to hide nearby and waited for the ibong adarna to like fall asleep siguro. But what they didn't know was ang ibong adarna kanang like when the ibong adarna is about to sleep, kay mukanta siya 7 times. The ibong adarna sings 7 songs and muna siya before matulog siya. So he waited and then ikanta ang ibong adarna, and every time mo change og song ang ibong adarna, charot, murag jukebox. Mo change yung song ang imong adarna, kay mo change sa diyang color, murag rainbow. Murag si Ho-Oh sa Pokemon, char. So, kana, So after the seventh song, apparently si Don Diego kay nakatulog siya. And just like what happened to the firstborn son, kay giitihan sa siya. Kada pack. And he turned to stone as well. So wala siya. Second chance, na fail na sad. So both the brothers Don Diego and Don Pedro, they were not successful in capturing the Ibong Adarna. So wala siya. They waited and waited, and to no avail, char to no avail. They weren't able to capture the Ibong Adarna, and the king was really sad at this time, and he was really really sick, and dito naka-decide si Don Juan nga, maybe ako na sa'yo ato to maybe save my brothers, maybe something bad's happening. And the king didn't want his favorite son to go find the Ibong Adarna. And kani siya nga bata, because you know, mga youngest, mo binang pinakakahigulo. Charot, joke ra. And yana ang katong si Don Juan, ana siya nga, no, even without your blessing, kay mo ato kiyapon ko, because I need to kanang heal you, father, because you know, you're my father and all that. So kana siya, I have to heal you and whatever. So again, the same thing with the other kanang mga brothers niya. He gathered some food, gathered some clothes, gathered all the provisions needed to capture the Ibong Adarna. And then finally, towards the end, the king was like, yeah, sige na lang, because I can't stop you. Okay, I'll kind of grant you, you have my blessing to find the Ibong Adarna for me. And mo na siya. He left, and then the same thing happened. Nay old man nga ni kuan nga, uy, hatagi ko fita or whatever. And because of the kindness of Don Juan, he did give the old man kanang food. Ni share siya gamay sa mga provisions to this old man. And surprisingly, mura ka tong fita nga advertisement na himo siya og, I don't know, like hermit or whatever, basta he turned out to be somebody important to the story. So after giving katong old man sa food, na siya nga kanang, oh, ikaw rin pinakabutan out of all your brothers, ikaw rin pinakabutan, so I will give you some kanang useful information in retrieving the Ibong Adarna, whatever. So moral of the story, dapat mong tabang ta, guys, that's important. Kay basing na ay kuan de ay whatever, basta anyway, so moto siya. And then ang yung hatagan niya si Don Juan og three things. Hatagan siya og first kay lemons or calamansi or whatever, basta ingana nga family, let's just say calamansi kay Filipino version. So gihatagan siya yung mga calamansi, that's number one. Number two, gihatagan siya og some holy water of some sort. Yung siya nga kailangan daw ni sa kato yung mga brothers daw, it'll fix nga the fact nga nahimo sila bato, that's what he said. And finally, gihatagan siya og golden lasso or some sort. Meron siya ganang si Wonder Woman pangdakop daw sa Ibong Adarna. So if you imagine, if the first two brothers kanang ni help lang aning a hermit or person or old man, kay they wouldn't have this problem na unta, diba? So kana siya. Apparently, these three things were needed di ay in order to capture the Ibong Adarna. So again, moto siya si Don Juan, he received three items, naka-obtain siya ato, and then he went on with his journey. He passed a lot of rivers, he climbed a lot of mountains, he had to go through a lot of kanang streets, rocks, and everything, until he, again, arrived in Mount Tabor. And in Mount Tabor, once again, he saw the Piedras Platas tree. And in that area, nitago siya below the tree, waiting for the Ibong Adarna. So, moto siya, after a few hours or minutes, ana, the Ibong Adarna finally came, and she sang her first song. After the first song, kay Murag, nakatugo na ang katong prince. He felt really sleepy, and he remembered what the old man said. So what he did was, ihanggi cut ang katong mga kalamansi, and he cut his own hand, and dito niya gisqueeze ang kalamansi or lemon juice sa yung hand. So due to the acidic or strong or kind of like stingy feeling, okay, wala siya nakatulog. So he did this 7 times for the 7 songs of the Ibong Adarna. And then finally, when the Ibong Adarna fell asleep, Kaya dito na niya gigamit ang katong golden lasso ni Wonder Woman. Char, crossover. Golden lasso para dakop sa ibong Adarna. And he was successful in... Kuan? He was successful in capturing the ibong Adarna. After that, kay he used the katong holy water para mabalik ang iyahang mga brothers. And naka-rejoice sila because, you know, na okay na ang everything. Yehey, yehey, ana-ana. We capture the ibong Adarna and we can finally go back home together as a family. Which they did. Ana. Yeah, on the way back, kaya nakahuna-huna ang duha kabog brothers niya na sila nga. Murag, since favorite naman ni siya daan sa tong papa, basig mas ma-favorite na nun ni siya sa mot. Ato ni siyang kulatahon na, ana. Niya, moto. Ang nahitabo ato kay si Don Pedro and si Don Diego kay ilang gikulata ang ilang pinaka youngest ng brother si Don Juan. And gibilin na nila to take the kanang tana, fame and glory of capturing the kwan, ibong Adarna. And they went back to the kingdom. Ana. When they arrived sa kingdom, kay the ibong Adarna wouldn't sing for the father. Cause ana si ibong Adarna nga, I will not sing unless na ato ang katong tinuod nga na-capture sa ako. Ah. Ana. Moto siya. Meanwhile, kay si Don Juan, who was Bugbog Burna dito sa katong road, the same katong hermit nga nitabang niya, kay Mose nag-nurse niya back to health. Ana, and then na-recover siya, na-okay na siya, happy na siya and everything. And then he went back to the kingdom of Burbania. Where nakakita ang ibong Adarna niya sa iya. And then, yehey, ana, nanakong actual nga captor. Ana. And monajuto, nikanta na ang katong ibong Adarna to the king. And may gani na-okay rasad ang kuan. Ang King Fernando. And then, iana din si King Fernando nga, hala, so, ila da dito ang gibuhat ninyo Don Pedro and Don Diego, ana. And then, murag, iana ang King, since, because of this crime nga inyong na-commit, kay, I need to, kanang, sentence you guys to death, blah, 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 ana. But then, due to the kindness of Don Juan, he said, no, papa, no, don't kill my brothers, ana, because, they're still family, charot, ana. And moto siya niya na proved yun nilang unsa ka pure ang heart ni Don Juan, and then they rejoice ana. And then one night kay murag ang brothers ang gitask of kanang protecting the ibong Adarna. So kato siya. And once again ang katong brothers si Don Pedro and si Don Diego, they planned something bad na sa. So what they did was ilahanggi pakawalan, char, ilanggi pa let go ang ibong Adarna. So when Don Juan woke up, he thought nga, hala, ako na sa ningsa ngano nakahawa ang ibong Adarna. Napatyun dyan ko ani sa kong papa kay kuan biya kayo, importante biya kayo ni ang ibong Adarna sa iya ha. Tungod atong nahadlo kayo si Don Juan, siyasad kay ni escape, trying to find the ibong Adarna. So I guess mara siya ang time nato for today. Tune in every Monday for a new episode. Story to Tell Podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you like this episode or if na inganyo mo sa ibong Adarna, charot, please like, share, comment on our social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Story to Tell. Have a nice day, everybody, and see you next week for the next story I'm about to tell. Thank you.